Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Lots to talk about today, but we're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you to praise you and give thanks to you, for you are such an awesome God. Your love and your grace and your mercy, they come so freely. And you are a patient God with your children, and we are such prodigals at times, most of the times, mostly prodigal. And Father, we ask for your protection as well as your forgiveness. I ask, Father, and this is a scary thing to ask, to make us a repentant people. Break our hearts. Change our hearts. And fill us, Father, with your love and your righteousness. We ask for your guidance, Father, that you will equip us to do the jobs that you have for us to do. And each one of us has a job to do. Bless us as only you can bless us, Father. Not necessarily with materialist things, but bless us with your love, which you already have. And, Father, bless us with success to turn this nation around and bring it home to you. I know that you have placed me here for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, and I thank you. Even though it's been a burden in many ways, it has been a blessing because you have called me, and I am here. And it is for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, that I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was watching the news last night and then reading through some of the news this morning, but this came into my mind last night. Now, if you remember, I did a monologue several years ago about Dorothy's ruby red slippers. If you remember the story of Wizard of Oz, she had the power all along. She didn't really need those ruby red slippers. Anyway, this is what I came up with. Hey, D.C. Hey there, politicians. Don't panic. Now, that's kind of a phrase from me. Don't panic. Because when I can't find something, I go crazy. Nobody else in the room does, but I do. So I usually say, don't panic. I found what I was looking for. Don't panic. Everybody stay calm. So don't panic, America. Don't panic the politicians. America has found her ruby red slippers. America is coming home. Oh, and by the way, you are not in charge. Meaning the politicians, the elite, the bureaucrats. The beauty of the American people, and yes, I still find it beautiful, is their extreme character of independence. Oh, yes, we've lost our way. For a time. With a worm on, just like with a worm on the hook for the fish, he takes that temptation of the bait and his independent swimming ends, and he becomes an important part of a fish fry. Americans have taken the bait of government help, government programs, government social programs, and we've neglected our own education and have bought the lies of the elite, nearly hook, line, and sinker. But just like Dorothy, we have had the power all along, and the wicked witch truly has none. Education is power. Knowledge and truth truly do set you free. It is not new, but it must stop now. Ben Bradlee, a prominent journalist of the post-World War II, served first as a managing editor, then as an executive editor at the Washington Post back in 1965 and 1991. He's quoted as saying, and excuse me, it does have a little bad word in it, To hell with the news. I'm no longer interested in the news. I'm interested in causes. We don't print the truth. We don't pretend to print the truth. Now, that was back in the 1900s, 1965 through 1970. Boy, that's hard to say. Is that really that long ago? Fauci lied. People died. I mean, how long are we going to put up with this, America? You can get those ruby red slippers out because, you know, having the right shoes is very important. But Fauci lied and people died. Not just in America, but around the globe. Should he be held responsible? I say yes, criminally. He should be held criminally responsible. It's embarrassing to me that he is even an American citizen. And he went along with this greed and this evil. Those ruby red slippers of truth need to have the soul smoothed from busy patriots, I'm just saying. You know, President Biden this week again put America down before an audience. He made the statement that the greatest threat to our domestic security is white supremacy, totally ignoring what's gone on with China. But then again, I think maybe perhaps I will agree with him. But the true white supremacist is the Democrat Marxist Party, including the representatives and senators of color, the medias, the universities, all those pointing fingers at the conservatives and rural Americans. They're the ones that are guilty. They are the ones who see color and are taking the action, the nation down an ugly road, much uglier and more sinister than the slavery before the Civil War and our Emancipation Proclamation. Remember, we're the only country with that. Other countries still practice slavery. China still practices slavery, and the Islam countries still practice slavery. They're okay with slavery, these white supremacists in Congress and Democrat Party and media. They're okay with slavery. They're okay with drug trafficking and human sex trafficking. They don't have a problem with that. They're profiting from the murdering of the unborn and the exploitation of the poor, who they need to keep poor. They are the party of Jim Crow. The same party who wants to disarm all Americans now were the ones who made it illegal for a colored American to have a gun. The same party who made it illegal to teach a slave to read refuses the poor and the colored neighborhoods from having school choice, school vouchers. Their strength is made stronger when they keep you ignorant, scared, and unarmed, ill-equipped for personal dependence. They're okay with Islamics throwing gay people off tall buildings, but forcing division and discrimination in this country. They're okay with China killing its own people, harvesting organs, and enslaving children. The NBA, the NFL, and our media, the Democrat Party, along with all the Rhino friends, they're okay with China. It's just their culture, is what Biden said. Don't panic. American patriots have found their ruby slippers. Arise, patriots, we outnumber them, and we can outsmart them, because they ain't that bright, but they is that greedy. These, I mentioned a list of things yesterday, of things that we can do, and I'm going to go over that again today. But I have decided Daniel can't join us today. He's going to be a groomsman in a wedding, and so he said he couldn't call in. So we are going to do the first thing we've done for a long time. It's free for all Friday. Let's cut to the chase. Get straight to the show. It's free for all Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's free for all Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm going to repeat that. 877-895-5410. And it is free for all Friday. All you Americans with your ruby red slippers ready to go, give us a call, and we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So it is Free for All Friday. Now, we haven't done that in a long time, so many of you who are new probably don't know what that means. That means you can call in and we'll talk about almost anything that's on your heart. I'll ask you to keep it as quick and sweet as you possibly can. Well, we might have to talk about sweet a little bit. Sometimes we get a little riled. 877-895-5410. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead with what I want to talk about. So if you want to change directions, this is the day you can do that. There are things that American Christians, as I mentioned yesterday, or Americans who believe in the Republic, can do to bring America home. We had the power all along, and these things we can do, but we have to turn around and change our ways. But the key phrase here is do. It is a verb. It means to take action. First of all, I believe, and many of you may not, but I believe you've got to take action in prayer. We can't do this without our God. We've let it go too far. Not that we ever could do anything without God. But we need to get on our knees or standing. Just commit to prayer. I challenge you. 5 minutes. 5 minutes at the whatever part of your day is the best way to do that. 5 minutes. Pray for this nation. Pray for the leaders to have a change of heart. We can't pray for them to be successful when what they're doing is evil. But we can pray for them to have a change of heart and pray for our own hearts that we will be a repentant people. And let your fingers do the walking. Like I said yesterday, that one really ages me. I don't even know if we still have telephone books. But make the phone calls. Write down those numbers. whether it's the White House, whether it's Congress, D.C., Capitol, or your local. Your local councilman, your local school board members, your local state representatives. Pen in hand, send letters. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, about sending letters and notes to the offices of those who represent you in your state, your city, and yes, even in D.C. Attend the meetings, and I mentioned yesterday, this is difficult for me. Go to those school board meetings, the city council meeting. You don't have to have a child in school to go to a school board meeting. You do vote for them, you know. Hold meetings yourself, whether it's a prayer meeting or some other kind of meeting. Maybe these patriot letters, maybe you should have a voice night where you have a group of people. Maybe it's two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10, maybe it's more. Bring them in. Call it Patriot Night and give it a name. Pop the popcorn. Do whatever it takes to get them in. If you feed them, they will come. You know how that goes. Bring the experts in. Have some organized meetings. I'm going to try and do that. And one of you reached out to me and said, if I do, you will come. We're still trying to find the financing for it. Practice the power of the purse. Boycott, boycott, boycott. Sean Hannity says he doesn't believe in it, but I'm telling you right now, I do believe in it. Why should I support Kohl's department store when they refuse to support the policemen of our community? I'm not going to do it. And why should we support those who kicked out MyPillow because of his opinion? Why should we support those stores? Share the voice of the Patriot letters and other pertinent information that you find or knowledge that you have that others may not have. You know, our founding fathers in that day, they had underground letters, newsletters, to encourage and to inform citizens. And then go back to the first one. Pray. Pray we are in a free, because we are in a free fall in that dark and evil godless abyss. Only God can save us. And remember, He does care. First, for the individual hearts of people. And then He does care for us as a nation. As I mentioned yesterday, the only thing necessary for triumph of evil is the good men that do nothing. And that's from Edmund Burke. To do nothing today is evil. If you see what they're doing to these babies, these unborn children, how they're just butchering them. Giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. That's a quote from P.J. O'Rourke. It's absolutely true, and I think we can see that. It's evident in those who are supposed to be in charge today. George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquent, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Thomas Paine said, government, even at its best state, is but a necessary evil, and in its worst state, an intolerant one. And my mind goes back to some of the stupid things that Pelosi has said in recent years, and one was, our founding fathers would want Obamacare. No, they wouldn't. They didn't want government in their lives. I think we have reached that stage of intolerance for the elite and those who think they are governing us. I think we have reached that. In D.C. and in our local and state municipalities. But I still say, cheer up, America. Your ruby red slippers have been found. And yes, we will bring America home. Do we have any callers? I left my phone in the other room. I don't know if we have any or not. I'm going to continue here until I find. Do I? Yeah, who do we have? We have Mike from Illinois. Okay, Mike, how are you doing today?
Beth, I'm glad to see you're back on top.
Well, I've never been on. I think I've been here. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Mike. Thank you.
You're back up and feeling better. And I'll tell you what, you're opening with a prayer. I felt more like being in what I would call being in church with your opening prayer in the morning than I have in 99% of the churches I've ever attended and been thrown out of.
Thank you. Anyway, thrown out of. That's not good.
I have something.
What's on your mind?
I have something that touches on two things. I have a friend here that was a nationally known pistol smith, a gunsmith that, you know, specialized in handgun work. And he's in his 80s, and he knows his stuff. And this touches both on the big corporations and on ammunition. He recently bought some Federal brand 22 long rifle auto match ammunition, and I've got the lot number and all the other information. And he said some of it would go bang and go down the barrel of the gun fine, and others would just barely pop. So apparently their quality control is off quite a bit. So he's called the headquarters of Federal Ammunition 2 or 3 days in a row, and during the day he'll call them more than one time. And, well, the people you need to talk to are in a meeting. You know, they just really don't care. They have refused to call him back, and he is very, very disgusted with it. So this really goes to 2 points. The ammunition problem that seems to be, or the scarcity of ammunition that seems to be a big problem, and quality control, and the fact that these big corporations really could care less. They're making their money. They don't care whether they're turning out a quality product or not anymore. And we, the American people, have got the answer to that, you know, just like with the ruby red slippers. If the American people would stand up, and especially now, take a week off. Don't buy any gasoline. Don't buy, you know, prepare in advance. Take a week off. Sit at home. Don't buy any gasoline. Don't go to the grocery stores. And I think you'd see an amazing change in the attitude coming out, especially from Washington and those people that have bought and paid for them and are pulling their strings.
Well, and I have that on my list, too. Coke has actually taken a big hit, and their stock has dropped. And we need to do that to many of these so-called woke companies. And our purse matters. It does in the long run. And even if they're getting all their money from overseas, so be it. We're going to make our stand. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I have callers waiting, finally. They think, finally, Beth has Free For All Friday. We're going to go to Melanie in Nebraska.
Good morning, Beth Ann. You're looking beautiful today.
Oh, thank you. Melanie's one of our followers on Facebook, and Melanie does an awful lot for CSC Talk Radio. She has an internet radio program that she puts us on. What's on your mind, Melanie?
Well, I wanted to tell you, you mentioned yesterday that you heard somebody use the term, "Oh, Biden," and you said they're listening. Well,
yeah, I
have
they
even
are.
More. They are listening because I listen to a program called Perilous World Radio. It's by David and Alan Masters, Roy Masters' son. And they used the term, "Oh, Biden," yesterday and the day before. So they're out there and they're listening to you, Beth.
Well, yeah, I heard Larry Elder use it, and it just cracked me up because I know I'm the first one who did it. I know I am. Not that I'm that original, but I know I'm the first one who did it. I hear music.
Yes.
Melanie, thank you for that encouragement.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
All right. God bless you. We have some other callers holding, and I'm excited about it. I haven't heard from some of you for so long. You're like good old friends. And I need that booster shot as well. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is still Free For All Friday, 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to Therese in Pennsylvania. Therese, it's been a long time since I've heard from you, and that's my fault, not yours. How you doing?
Oh, very good. Well, you know, time goes fast when you're having fun, Beth, you know. remind people that Beth Ann's show is for the only one that I know of that addresses problems in the rural areas, okay? Right now, you take a look at our country, it's kind of boiling down to the city and metro areas versus those of us who live and work, however we do, in the rural areas. Being prepared is very important, okay? And myself here and some of the people that I know, we have been doing that very diligently over the past few years because the handwriting was on the wall, let's put it that way. And when you take a look at, first you had the Clintonistas, then you had the Obamites, and now we have the Beijing hand puppet in the White House with his harass, okay? And it does not look good. However, if you take a look at it, I don't believe that these people will win. Eventually, we will. The British found that out 2 out of 2 times. However, the
you know,
the
we still have them outnumbered.
I believe we still have them outnumbered. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have a higher degree of matter in the brain. But the point is that what they're doing will disjoint a great deal of different parts of different civilizations or societal parts of them. And I'm talking about not just us here in this country, but in others.
Around the world.
That we'd have to work on very hard after this is all over. And the only way you're going to do that is basically have your act together and know what you're doing and why. Now, just a sec. Well, I'm against. Well, it's easy to say what you're against, but what are you for?
Right? Amen.
Now, the whole thing about saying prayer, one thing I've always done all my life, even from childhood now to adulthood, is I say grace. And grace is giving thanks for what you have. How little it may be, you have it. Okay. My father told me, he was a student of ancient civilizations. He said, if you take a look at all these different civilizations that have failed, or parts of them, the one thing that stands out is that they never gave thanks for what they had. And that's just a very strong message is why they're not here anymore. Okay? And that's strong food for thought. As far as the situation with ammunition that the gentleman brought up earlier, you know, with rimfire, it's difficult to reload them. But if you go to centerfire, you can stock up on what you need to keep yourself going. You don't need a lot, just enough to do the job. Right? It's a sophisticated method of recycling. Okay.
Well, and I know many people that do their own ammo. They make their own ammo. I was going to ask you something. We were talking about the city of rural America. I think they're going to come here. I think they're going to try to come into rural America. We know they tried it last year, and when I was in Wyoming, they were telling me they stood there on the highways, and they said, nope, you're not coming into this town in Wyoming.
That's right.
And I think they're going to try to come into rural America.
Well, the thing is, you have to realize you've got the bowel movement, okay, and then you have La Raza, Antiva, MS-13, and well, they're basically, as Stalin used to say, useful idiots. They will come, and you're going to have to be prepared to deal with them. They are not going to show you any quarter, so don't extend any.
No, absolutely not.
That's how we're looking at it here, okay?
Yeah.
I have a small homestead. It's only 3.5 acres, but it's mine, and I have good stewardship over it, okay? I'm not going to allow someone to come in and who hasn't done a single thing in their life except maybe get drunk and stoned and lay around and expect everybody else to pay them for doing nothing, okay? And this is the pretty much the mentality that's been forwarded. As a matter of fact, up here, they can't get people to work because they've got all of these Pennsylvania state, Commonwealth, and federal welfare programs. They make more money and not pay taxes, and they don't have to work.
Right.
Now, soon that's going to run out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And you're right.
And you know, several states have taken that out, and people are going back to work. Amazing.
Yeah. But... aside from that, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Trace.
And all of you out there, whatever you can do, do support Beth in any way you can.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Trace. Appreciate all that you do. Thanks. You're a great patriot. Thank you. We have another caller.
Day.
We have, thank you, God bless. We have a caller, Robert from Missouri. Robert, how are you doing today? Do we have Robert?
Hello?
Hey, Robert, how are you? This is Beth. What can I do for you? Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling to see if there's someone out there listening today that knows the verse of Scripture in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where God says, do not take a foreign object into your body. And I'm 78 years old, and I only took one shot, and that was polio when I was a kid, and I took a tetanus shot to keep a job. Now, there is no reason that people have to take these shots, and we listened to Pastor Butch Paul, and he has not even alluded to this verse of Scripture, but it is in the Bible. And you have the Amish people, you have Russian Americans, and they do not take the shots. Now, all this hullabaloo that has been made about these shots can be quelled in just one verse of Scripture. So someone call in today and tell America the verse in the Bible. And the Bible says, from God's Word, that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, here's some knowledge, and let's grab on to it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you. We have Richard from New York. Richard, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I heard that last caller, and I don't know where exactly that is in the Bible, but I do know it's in there. But I also know that in the book of Revelation, it says, do not take part in her sins and her plagues. And I think getting that needle, the jab, is taking part in their sins and their plagues. But anyways, I really wanted to call in because I want to I've been listening to a guy on shortwave radio at 9 p.m. His name is Hal Turner. He's got the Hal Turner Radio Show, and he's got his own website, too. It's the HalTurnerRadioShow.com. And he is just so very knowledgeable and does his research on a daily basis. And he comes out with some of the best news. I mean, you are not going to hear it anywhere else. He's ex-Marine Corps. He's elderly. I think he's in his, mid-70s. He's a retired FBI. He was really high up in the FBI. And he is a spiritual man. I mean, he believes in God, and he's not afraid to put it out there to the people. And his program is broadcast on 5.950, and it's coming out of Florida, WRMI. It's on WRMI out of Florida, but it's shortwave, 5.950. And it's heard over 70 countries globally.
Yeah, we're on shortwave too. Do you listen to me on shortwave? I assume that you do.
Okay.
So I think he's probably got a website, so we can go to that and check him out too. That would be great. He'd make a great guest, wouldn't he?
Oh yes, he would. He does have some very knowledgeable guests on, and every night on Wednesdays he's on from 9 p.m. until 11. He's got 2 hours on Wednesday night, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, he's from 9 to 10. And he's just a very knowledgeable person. So if there's any of your listeners out there that have nothing to do at 9 p.m. and they want to listen to some, some true news, some real news, and some very, mindful, things that's going on in the globe today.
Something other than the mainstream media and the Fox media and all those, something that's got a little bit of different outlook. I appreciate that. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Richard, thank you so much. Appreciate you listening from New York. I love it when I get those calls. We can listen to this Hal Turner, probably go find him on the website, just do a little search for him. And I think it might be good for all of us. Thank you, Richard. We're headed into a break. We're going to close the phone lines because we're going into that final segment. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Got your ruby slippers? We will be right back.
There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Your sing comes up.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I close the phone lines. I don't like to take calls in the final segment because there are some things that we do need to talk about. But to continue with the monologue, to continue with the Ruby Red Slippers Awake America, you know, we really need to start taking action. And we really do outnumber the left. They're louder. They're more violent. But we outnumber them. I noticed last night, and I can't remember which station I was watching on a telly, but I believe it was a Newsmax station, and I do like them. I'm not going to say I don't like them, but even when you listen to the ones you think are giving you another slant, you need to be careful, because it was an interview. He was interviewing someone. And the host was doing a good job. But when the interviewer was, when they were starting to talk about January 6th, the interviewer, they were talking about Antifa and BLM and the violence that's been going on. And when the host, and it was Cortez, that's who it was, started mentioning, well, BLM and Antifa were, he just said BLM, they were there at January 6th, but you never hear them mention it. John Sullivan, I believe that's his name, and I don't think he's in solitary confinement like the Trump supporters that are. I think there's about 20 or 40 of them that are in jail yet. I could be wrong about that. I don't have reporters. I don't have people. I have Rudy. He does his very best to search out things for me. But he kind of stopped the person he was interviewing because he didn't want to go down that road. He didn't want to go down that rabbit hole. When they say don't go down that rabbit hole, somebody said you need to go down that rabbit hole. That was said this week about Fauci. Fauci, in my opinion, I really liked what Navarro was saying. He needed to be grabbed by the nape of his neck. Why do you say that? And dragged out. And his paychecks need to be stopped immediately. Well, the man is guilty of murder as far as I'm concerned. He's no different than the people that were in these prison camps
putting the Jewish people in gas chambers and the supporters of them. I don't know if any of you have ever read some of those books, but Cori ten Boom, not Jewish, but her and her husband, not her husband, her father and her sister were thrown into the prison camps because they were helping the Jews and hiding them. It's real, my friends. And Cori ten Boom, The Hiding Place, I love that song. But America, we should not be in a hiding place. We should be standing up and saying enough's enough. We're not going to allow any more of this beating up people on the streets. I don't care what color they are. We're not going to allow it. And we're not going to allow them to burn the cities down anymore. And we're not going to allow them to come in to rule America and think they're going to do the same thing. Better watch out. We squirrel hunt around here. We know how to shoot. You know, the Brits were kind of surprised that they were shooting the targets. The Americans could actually hit what they were shooting, bring them down that way. They didn't have to knock them down and then bayonet them. But you have a responsibility, Americans. We have a responsibility to do what we can to bring America home. Now, I know it's a cliche, but it's real. And it's necessary. And I was writing down during the commercial, I didn't quite get it done, but I have told you before, they want your children. They want your children. Why would they be all of a sudden needing to teach porn to children, to seven-year-olds and six-year-olds, and teaching them certain sex acts? Why would they need to do that? They want your children. And it is ugly what they want. They think nothing of killing the unborn. Do you think they really care what they do to our children, regardless of their age? Chicago, they just shoot randomly at people and take out six-year-olds and two-year-olds and three-year-olds and one-and-a-half-year-olds that are in car seats in the cars or 10-year-old or an 8-year-old that's sitting on her bed doing her homework or playing gets a shot from the window. It's a war zone. But Mayor Lightfoot doesn't care. She doesn't care about the children. BLM doesn't care about black people. They don't care about the colors, or they would be pushing education. They would be pushing something else. They'd be using this millions of dollars that they're bringing in to go into the inner cities and making it better. But they're taking money, and they're not making it better. They're making them better. They're making them richer. I have a list. I told Rudy I better name this because I made him work on this today. 107. I know I can't name them. I'm running out of time. 107 companies that are woke. I encourage you to get this list. If you want to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, please, I will give it to you. But within this, in this statement, they make a statement. Many of these signed a statement. And it says, and I'm just going to read part of it, a government of the people by the people, a beautifully American ideal, but a reality denied to many for much of this nation's history. That's a bunch of baloney. As Americans, we know that in our democracy, we should not expect to agree on everything. Well, we're not going to agree on that right there because we're not a democracy. We're being run as if we were a democracy and taken in down to socialism and communism, but we're not a democracy. We were established as a republic, and as a republic, it is we the people, by the people, for the people, and it is beautiful. But they have stolen everything from the American people. They take your tax dollars. They tax you here. They tax you there. They've taken your truth in media. They have taken it out. They don't even pretend to tell the truth. They follow agendas. It is up to you to boycott them. Write letters, maybe just a simple note of three lines. I don't like it. I'm not buying your product anymore. Real Americans outnumber these bad guys. And we have power over them. And we need to start initiating and using that power. We need to start educating ourselves this is not a Christian radio show, but this is a Christian who has a radio show, and I am a failing Christian. I fail and falter. I stub my toe every day just like you do. David did too, King David. But he was the man after God's own heart. Oh, that we could be a people after God's own heart. We should be disgusted with abortion. Maybe when it started, we didn't understand that that fetal tissue was a life. Many of us did. But today, the science proves it feels. So do the six-year-olds, and they don't need to be taught pornography. They don't need to be taken down that road. And if you think that we're created equal, and that, and even if you think that the LGBT, oh, we're out of time. America, have a good weekend, but remember to pray and bring America
home.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.